Well, thank you, Tamara, and everyone, worship team, everyone making worship possible this morning. And it is a new year. How many people are happy for a new year? Yeah, definitely. I think we're ready for it. And we begin a series, New Beginnings, and we are in the Gospel of John. And John, we're in John chapter 1, verse 1 through 18. And John begins his gospel in a remarkably different way than all the other gospels. And John begins with sort of a macro view of creation, and then he brings the lens down in on Jesus. And John tells us not only what, but John tells us why. Would you join me in John chapter 1, verse 1? In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things that came into being through him, and without him, not one thing came into being. What has come into being in him was life, and the life was the light of all people. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not overcome it. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. He came as a witness to testify to the light, so that all might believe through him. He himself was not the light, but he came to testify to the light. The true light, which enlightens everyone, was coming into the world. He was in the world, and the world came into being through him, and yet the world did not know him. He came to what was his own, and his own people did not accept him. But to all who received him, who believed in his name, he gave the power to become children of God, who were born not of blood or the will of the flesh or the will of man, but of God. And the Word became flesh and lived among us, and we have seen his glory, the glory of a Father's only Son, full of grace and truth. From his fullness we have all received grace upon grace. Law indeed was given through Moses. Grace and truth came through Jesus Christ. No one has ever seen God. It is God, the only Son, who is close to the Father's heart, who has made him known. May the Lord bless his word to our hearts and minds this morning. Well, I love the story of this little girl who was in a kindergarten class, and the kindergarten teacher had all the kids drawing different pictures, and she would occasionally go around and ask them what they were drawing and make some comments on that. And so she went around to this one girl and asked the girl what she was drawing, and she says, "I'm drawing God." And she says, "Well, how does anyone know what God looks like?" And she said, "Well, they will in a minute." Oh, man. Have you ever wondered what God really looks like? What is God really like? We think about at the night sky, if you're like me, to sort of look up at the cosmos, that you see all of creation, you see the divine beauty, and you see the majesty and wonder of God, but you wish, boy, I wish I could just be face to face with God. And that's what John is really all about. When we look at the other Christmas stories, so to speak, we look at Matthew. And we just were there last week because we thought about the Magi come from the east, and we think about Luke's beautiful stories. We think about the innkeeper and the angels and the shepherds come to worship Christ. And we think of all the things that we have around our Christmas tree and the manger scene. But when we look to John's gospel, it is so remarkably different. And the reason, I guess, and I love all of it, is that the other gospels tell us the what. But John starts out and tells us the why. And isn't the why important to you? Despite all the beauty and the majesty, of course, there's beauty here. But John tells us something interesting. He says that Jesus was with God from the beginning. And he calls Jesus God's living word, God's logos, which is the Greek word. And so God's living word, so that it's one thing when someone tells you something about themselves, but it's a different thing when you can see it, when you can touch it. And so Jesus has come to reveal God to each and every one of us. And he's come from this cosmic setting, but he's come down to be the most personal person we could ever know and understand. And so John wants us to know God personally through Jesus Christ and what God is all about in us. Are you ready? All right, and I just want to walk through this. So this beginning, living word, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And that living word is Jesus. And so I want us to think about three things this morning that Jesus reveals to us about the world, about the universe, but more importantly, about God's relationship to each and every one of us. And the first is light, the second is life, and the last one is God's love, most importantly of all. And so when you look at this and read this and even look at it in your mind's eye and think about that, John tells us that God is light and Jesus is light. Now, I don't care if you begin in Genesis chapter 1, verse 1, or if you begin in your science class and you think about the Big Bang creation, what does it all start with? It starts with light, right? God created light. And of course, if you are looking at the Big Bang theory, then that Big Bang created light. Light, of course, is necessary for life that we'll talk about later. But you think of all the different things about light, and you don't really appreciate light. We typically take light for granted, don't we, until we don't have it, until the power goes out and the lights go out, and all of a sudden you're looking for a candle or match, anything to sort of cast light on things. This time of year, as we think about more darkness, less light, we really appreciate the mornings, and we think about Christmas, the darkest night basically of the year, close to it, and God waited for that moment to bring light into the world so we would know light. So light gives us direction, right? You think about light, ancient sailors, ancient navigators used the star, the North Star, to travel. We think about the Magi who followed the star and gave them direction. And we think about the most sophisticated guidance systems today, which use laser light to guide them. But more importantly, for each of us, we can know guidance in our light by the light that God brings to us. So this morning, I think a lot of us have wrestled with darkness in one way, shape, or form, whether it's a darkness of the pandemic or some of the collateral effects of all that. But we've wrestled with that. We've wrestled with loneliness, which feels like darkness, as we sometimes feel cut off from people and the social distancing. But Jesus is there to give us light, to bring light in the darkness. Whatever darkness you're wrestling with as an individual and as a family, Jesus walks into our world just as Jesus walked in creation and gives us light. So what light can Jesus give you today, this morning, and this week, and this year? And the second thing sort of comes from light, which is life. Life is impossible without light. And so it says this in the second part there, in him was life, and the life was the light of all people. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not overcome it. Right? And then it goes on to say, he came to what was his own, and his own people did not accept him. But to all who received him, who believed in his name, he gave the power to become children of God, who were born not of blood or the flesh or the will of a person, but of God. This morning, if you feel like you don't have the life that you need, I don't mean just sort of physical life, but spiritual life, Jesus is the one who brings us that life in a new and powerful way. And so what are the things that take life from us? Well, I think you think about all of us have fallen short from time to time. We have sins and shortcomings, but we also have the weight of guilt and sometimes of anxiety, the things that squeeze life out of our life. And Jesus walks in and Jesus offers us forgiveness. Jesus offers us a new chance at life and a life that is filled with the life and power of God. And we see that throughout the Gospels. In fact, in John chapter 10, verse 10, it says, I have come that you might have life and life more abundantly. I love this, too, about life in John chapter 1, verse 12, that we just read here. It says, but all who received him, who believed in his name, he gave the power to become children of God. And someone put together a little formula, which I like, which is believe plus receive equals become. So if we believe sort of in our head, but take it a step further and then receive Christ in our heart, then we are empowered to become new people through the power of Christ in us. Now, Paul put it differently in 2 Corinthians 5:17. He said, therefore, if anyone is in his Christ, the new creation has come. The old is gone, and the new is here. And that's what we need in a new year, isn't it? A new beginning through the living word of God in Christ. In fact, there's a person who, I love this, sort of a, I guess a 60s or 70s song by Ralph Carmichael. And it's called He's Everything to Me, which takes it from sort of the creation to the new life that we find in Christ. And listen to these words if you haven't heard it for a while. And if you have, then just resonate with it. But if you haven't, then maybe you'll look it up on the internet or something. But it says this, in the stars his handiwork I see. On the wind he speaks with majesty. Though he ruleth over land and sea, what is that to me? I will celebrate nativity, for it has a place in history. Sure he came to set his people free, but what is that to me? Till by faith I met him face to face, and I felt the wonder of his grace. Then I knew that he was more than just a God who didn't care, that lived away out there. And now he walks beside me day by day, ever watching over me lest I stray, helping me to find the narrow way. He's everything to me. Have you done what John is inviting us to do, to sort of go from the cosmic macro view down to the personal relational view of Christ? The why of Christmas, why God came, not just for the universe, but for you personally. God has the power to bring light into your darkness, and God has the power to bring life into that which has squeezed the life out of you, a new life, new creation, as Paul said. And then finally, the third thing is God's love, which is the most important thing of all. And it says this: from his fullness we have received grace upon grace. Law indeed was given through Moses, but grace and truth came through Jesus Christ. No one has ever seen God. Is God the only Son who is close to the Father's heart that has made him known? Close to the Father's heart. Jesus has come that we might know God's love that brings us the light and that brings us the life in a powerful way. And we think about Emmanuel, name of our church, and also, of course, we think about Emmanuel as one of the names of Christmas time of God with us. God with us to embrace us, to reveal his love towards us. And we think about John 3:16. I invite you to say it with me, right? For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him will not perish but have eternal life. That is the key to John, and that is our key to our relationship with God the Creator, but also God who brings the new creation, new beginning in Christ. Today, what are you looking for in a new year? Tamara brought out some great goals. I'm a great goal person too, and I think a lot of things too, but one of the most important things, and she brought this up too, is what is your goal for your personal life? I hope that your spiritual life is part of that. And you'll think about some of the goals of what you need to do to draw deeper with Christ and know God in a fuller and deeper way. And John is inviting to do exactly that as we walk into John in the coming weeks and in this moment right here, to think about the fullness of God, not just is God embodied as Emmanuel, God with us, but God come to each and every one of us personally that first Christmas and today in our hearts and lives. Where are you as you think about God? There's a beautiful story that I like. It's also about a little girl. And her father put her to bed. And her bedroom was upstairs. And there was a stormy, dark night outside. And so her father said a prayer with her and tucked her in. She told her dad that she was scared. Her dad said, well, the Lord is right with you, and I'm right downstairs. And so he went downstairs, turned the lights out, and in a little while he heard her cry, and then he went back up and comforted her and said, listen, God is with you, and I'm right downstairs. And then he went back downstairs, and then he heard her cry again, and he went up there, and he said, listen, honey, God is here with you. And she said, well, I want someone with skin on. And I think for all of us, you know, whatever the theories are about God and the moments we look out at the night sky and the majesty and all the beauty of the universe, we need someone with skin on to see who God is, to invite us into relationship with them. Jesus is exactly the answer to that. And that's how John begins his gospel. And that's how John pulls us through this incredible, magnificent gospel. Not just the cosmic Christ, but also the personal Jesus that comes to us. So today, think about your own life in this closing moment and to think about how each of those things invites you into Christ as the living Word, the Logos of God. What is squeezing out the light in your life? What has brought darkness to you? God is there walking with you in the darkness, someone with skin on to bring you hope and life. And we think about light as a symbol of hope. And then think about life itself. What has squeezed the life out of so many of us? And it's so nice to have a new opportunity in a new year. But Jesus comes in and brings us life, and not just life, but life abundantly. New start, new fresh forgiveness, new opportunities, the promise that he is always there with us. And then most of all, God's love. Whatever we have done, however we've fallen short, know that God loves us so much that he came in Christ to share not only our victories, but also our hurt and our heartbreak, and then to give his life on Calvary and pay the price for our sins and shortcomings, was risen to new life that we would know the promise of eternal life in this life and the eternal life to come. I hope as you walk through the next days and weeks that you will open your heart and life to the fullness of Christ and the light and the life and the love that only Christ can bring. Would you join me in prayer? Lord, as we think about a new year opening to each and every one of us, and the challenge that we've faced in the past and the challenges we face even right now, we know that you are with us as Emmanuel, God with us. We thank you that you love us so much that you came to share our lives and to show us love. Help us to open our hearts and lives to your light, to your life, and most of all, to your love. And all God's people said, amen.